Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 23rd of April, recording at 8:47 p.m., and that's pretty summertime. And my goodness, it certainly is summery over here. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Despite Wall Street's late sell-off yesterday, most of the Asian stock markets were firmer, with some good gains. Hang Seng Index up 2.25%, Australia up over 2%. The European stock markets seesawed a little bit and mostly closed with modest declines, that as Wall Street swung in and out of the minus column. And if I remember it, it's currently almost unchanged on the day. If I remember it, I'll catch it towards the end of this broadcast. Now, long-dated government bonds slightly firmer in the U.S., weaker in Europe, particularly the gilts. U.S. dollars encountered some profit-taking here today, so the euro is back up to 131.28, and the Antipodean currencies are stronger as well. Yen is also a bit weaker in here today. Precious metals, this is probably the story of the day. We've seen some good gains, not spectacular, but gold is currently up over $15. It's taken bullion back up to 905. It tends to be a little bit firmer when Wall Street is weaker and a little bit softer when Wall Street's in the plus column. But the big thing about gold, if it is a big thing here today, and potentially it is that it has pushed back above that $900 level. And it kind of needed to do that to stop the rot. Now, this isn't game, set, and match, but it's an encouraging sign overall. And silver, which had had that downside failure at 12, is currently at 1273.5. So these are reasonable gains. And platinum, it's back up to 1188. Now, I've written about gold and silver here today, and I posted a number of reports on gold and gold shares. I've devoted most of my commentary to gold. But what you'll notice when you look at the charts is that both gold and silver came down from their late February highs considerably faster then they moved up to those levels. So that suggests rather light profit-taking rather than heavy selling. And if we get any follow-through in here tomorrow on the upside, I think that could be quite positive for the sector. Now, personally, I never want to be out of gold for very long, and I have both gold, silver, and platinum, as you know. Hey, this was supposed to be the review. Well, I've given my spiel on gold, so let me now go back to stock markets. They, of course, are short-term technically overbought following that rather good six-week rally, even longer for a few of the stock markets. Subsequently, they've been ranging, and if we're looking for clues, there is a difference, both in terms of the rally, which was persistent and bigger than most people expected. You remember our comments, if it was going to be a good rally when we were talking about it back in March, if it was going to be a good rally, as we suspected, then it would be persistent and orderly, not choppy. So that is fairly encouraging. And also, again, looking for clues, the ranging activity that we're seeing at the moment is firmer action than what we have often seen previously, where stock markets during the bear trend would get a decent technical rally, usually driven by short covering, and then they would fall back even faster. Well, that's not happening this time, or at least certainly not so far, and I don't think that it will happen this time around. Now, why might that not happen? Because there is so much bad news out there, and there are so many bearish warnings from people. Well, I don't doubt that. That the news is bad, and that the news will remain generally bad. But what I've said for weeks, months even, is that the news would become less bad as the year progressed, and less bad is sometimes a sign of improvement. It's a question of sometimes it's a question of perceptions. Is a glass half full or half empty, in other words. And again, though, I would differentiate between the bottom of an economic trough, and I do suspect that we are near the bottom of the economic trough, or possibly even beyond it. There's a difference between that and the next recovery. And so, again, we can expect some pretty indifferent to somewhat negative economic data, probably for a fair number of months yet. But remember, people were discounting Armageddon. That's not happened, or and isn't going to happen, in my view. And therefore, that mountain of cash on the sidelines is. Well, the people who are holding it are nervous and wanting to put it back into the stock market. That's really the big story here right now, just the record levels of cash that investors are holding. And you know what they want to do? They want to buy on pullbacks. So that will cushion downside risk here, I feel. I feel re reasonably confident about that. Nevertheless, I don't think this is a time to buy in here at the short term, at least not for me. And I had even put out a little hedge short in the Nikkei yesterday while I was away, although that will be underwater at the moment because Wall Street's closing out near the highs of the day. It looks like with 5 minutes to go. So what else to mention here? These long-dated government bonds, as the economic news gradually becomes less bad, and as stock market confidence slowly returns, and remember, we've said all along that we've talked in terms of a lengthy convalescence that normally occurs, always occurs. I should say, following a financial crisis. And that means lots of base building. There's big ranging type 3 base formations for most stock markets. But that's not a bad environment. That's a good environment in which to operate, although it favors the trader more than the investor. And the strategy that we have advocated and that I have certainly deployed myself is to buy equities on weakness. And to lighten on the better rallies. And I will continue to do that. So, in terms of my leveraged positions, I'm quite light. Actually, I'm fully hedged on equities now. So, I have a sort of a neutral position. I shorted the Nikkei. I think I mentioned that. And I hold the BlackRock World Mining Trust as a leveraged equity position. My main leveraged positions now are in precious metals, having sold my copper and nickel positions and having taken the profits in my ArcelorMittal trade. So I feel that this is not the most opportune time to be buying, but I would have no hesitation myself in buying on easing. And I hope we see sufficient easing so that I can do that in terms of some of my favorite situations overall. Now, currencies. Again, this is marked primarily by ranging. My one currency position is that I'm short the US dollar against the Singapore dollar. It's about unchanged here right now. I would hope for, I may not get it what I hope for. Of course, the market doesn't care what I'm hoping for. I would hope for a little more yen firmness as and possibly a little more dollar firmness to give me an opportunity to go in and short those two currencies, and particularly the yen. But again, timing's everything in this ranging environment, so I will hopefully hold out. I'm also interested perhaps in buying back some of my copper, but only on a setback. Now, copper had a wonderful run, as you probably realize. And this morning, we were looking at copper, and it was up at 210 cents. And I thought, gosh, is this going to run away from me? Well, I'm not going to chase it. And right now, it's closing out at just below 199 cents. So that's a big turnaround here overall. But I would like to see it lower. I'm hoping it'll go lower. I'm hoping nickel will go lower. All the industrial metals, incidentally, were softer in here today, except for tin, which has been staging a late rally. But more importantly, they all show clear evidence of base formation development, ranging type 3 base formation activity. So, like most stock markets, or as with most stock markets, I regard them as the industrial metals as buying on easing. And that's true, I would say, of crude oil. The industrial metals tend to lead crude, so crude may not do a whole lot here in the short term, but it too is in that bottoming out and base building phase. And I would add soybeans to that group and probably the other grains as well. So commodities are a clear theme. Asian emerging markets are a clear favored fuller money theme. The resources markets are another favored fuller money theme. And the synergy between the Asian emerging market theme and the resources markets is obvious. Technology is a fuller money cyclical theme, and I feel we're spoiled for choice. Overall, if you're looking through the library and using the filter and looking for companies to buy during a pullback, again, I would favor those that bottomed ahead of their main indices, or at least coincidentally with their main indices, but showed good relative strength on the rally over the last 6 weeks. And hopefully they pull back a little bit, and that would make them bring them back into what I would regard as accumulation zones. And I think that's pretty much it for another day. Wall Street's closed out, not at the highs of the day, but towards the highs, up about 1% each on the S&P and the Dow, less on the Nasdaq. And that's it. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.